enjoyed music. I always enjoyed writing. At some point, I did actually want to be a rapper and was slightly involved in it before I got into trouble. So yeah, there's always been a part of me that wanted to perform, I wanted to express my thoughts and what was going on in my life through spoken word, through rap. So that has been a major part of my life. Thank you.
How long were you in prison for?
I served a 10-year prison sentence and I've done 5 behind the door.
What was your background?
My background? My background was I was born around Battersea area, and at school age I was moved to Croydon. So I actually went to this school upstairs. So I went to Ashburton School. My background was, didn't really engage in education where I should have. So the way you guys are doing extra courses and extra things, I didn't engage in that same, with that same passion. I left school with only English GCSEs, and then just took the wrong path. But I had educated myself while I've been away, so I'm studying at degree level, and I've got simple qualifications under my belt, and now I'm running my own company, working with young people.
What's your favourite type of music and your favourite
artist? Wow. Huh? You're not my favourite artist. You're one of my favourite artists. My favourite type of music is probably hip-hop. And my favourite artist is... not Rick Ross. Who's your favourite artist? Actually, no, my favourite music is probably soul. My favourite artist is probably someone like Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Usher. I like soul music. I'm a soul man. Yes. And I can sing, but I'm a soul man.
What do you like doing in your spare time?
In my spare time, at the moment, I'm just so... I enjoy my work so much that I spend a lot of my spare time doing work, research, marketing. Outside of that, I enjoy the gym. And I used to enjoy basketball, but I don't play it as much. But I enjoy working out, I enjoy developing the business and working with people.
What advice do you want to give to young musicians?
Advice that I'll give to young musicians is make your music honest. Write music that is true to you, so don't fit into the norm. Be creative, be unique, and really go for it. And don't expect it to happen overnight, because often it doesn't. To just be passionate about it and just keep going. And if you can find income while you're doing it as well, it can be an unprofitable business. That would be my advice.
How many difficulties did you come across? How many difficulties did you come across?
In terms of...
getting your business started.
Getting my business started, okay. It's taken me, what I've done, same with music, is built my business while I was working at another job. So I've been freelancing, doing personal development and motivational workshops. And it's literally this year that the business has really taken off, and I've got contracts with the Youth Offending Team, contracts with probation, working in a lot of prisons now. So it's taken really 3 years of doing it part-time to now be able to do it full-time, which is natural progression. So I'm happy that it's built a solid foundation and I've developed a good reputation. So yeah, it has been difficult, but it's been good and enjoyable, and I've learned a lot. You guys got lots of questions, man. I feel like I'm going to solve them.
What do you find most interesting about music or rapping?
The most interesting thing I find... Oh, the most interesting thing that I find is, for me, it's about using my story to engage with others. The most interesting thing for me is that people can hear my story and be inspired to not do crime, be inspired to do better with their lives. So for me, just being able to share and express is great for me.
Was there anyone to support you or help you fulfill your dream?
Yes, my mum, my sister, family members, have really supported me and stood by me, and friends as well, and my team, you know, David, Randy, people that I've met and worked with, have been great in helping me